Thank you for listening to the Transformation Podcast. This is Burl Armstrong, licensed clinical professional counselor, your transformation specialist. Thank you for tuning in this week. This week we're going to talk about mindfulness. I know that term is being used quite frequently in this day and age, but what exactly is mindfulness? Mindfulness in itself is a challenge to define and can be a challenge to get started. That's why we are looking into it today. Our goal in our time today is to define mindfulness and give you a couple of tools and techniques that are useful to help you become more mindful. So, mindfulness is neither hard nor easy, but remembering to be mindful is the challenge. So, what is mindfulness? Mindfulness is a state of being mentally aware of your emotions, aware of what's going on in your body, aware of your surroundings, and not judging yourself for allowing yourself to be aware, to be in the moment, but being in the place where you allow yourself to experience life in the moment with kindness and curiosity. In this day and age, we are all bombarded with stressors and challenges, multitasking, and various different demands that are placed on us all that seems to be at one time. And this is why mindful is such a useful tool to help you kind of declutter your mind, to settle your mind, to find yourself at a place of peace. Mindfulness helps you to recognize the need to be in the moment, the need to take a breath, the need to push away, the need to rest and relax, the need to be at peace. So, mindfulness number one is awareness. Mindfulness number two is being mindful of your present moment as well as your present experience. And not only that, mindfulness is being able to enjoy the moment and the experience with kindness and curiosity. And what does that mean, the kindness and the curiosity? It means that you will not put pressure on yourself to get away from that moment. You will not feel guilty for being in the moment. You will not feel guilty for setting and maintaining healthy boundaries in work and home as well as play. So these three pieces, awareness of present moment experiences, and being aware but being kind and curious with yourself. These three pieces together are the main ingredients of mindfulness. So, what are some of the things that we can do when it comes to practicing mindfulness? Well, first of all, many of us need to slow down. Many of us, our life is very chaotic and we spend so much time rushing here and there. We rush through projects, we rush through meetings, we rush through conversations, we rush through dinner, we rush through spending time with our children, our family, our significant others. We are spending so much time rushing that we are not mindful of our human need to slow down. I like to use the word slow and use it as an acronym. S is for soften your face. L is for lowering your shoulders and your gaze. O is to open your chest and belly with a breath. In other words, just breathe. And W is to wilt your fingers. That means loosening your hands, loosening your grip. Be willing to let some things go in the moment. I know for many of us, it's hard to slow down because we have so many demands being placed upon us. But slowing down helps you. Too much stress, too much rushing about, it causes our blood pressure to increase. It causes our heart to beat faster. It causes the blood vessels and the arteries in our bodies to constrict as opposed to expand. But when we slow down, when we S for soften our face, L for lower our shoulders and our gaze, O for opening our chest and belly with a breath, and W, wilt our fingers. We are giving ourselves permission to relax. We're giving ourselves permission to rest. We're giving our mind a break. We're taking a mental break, no longer trying to figure out, analyze, and problem solve, but we are giving ourselves a permission to take a break, to slow down, to breathe, to turn, to stop looking up, but lowering our gaze, lowering our shoulders to a relaxed position, softening our face, taking the wrinkles out of our forehead, taking the time to even smile. Yes, smile. Utilizing the muscles in our face for something else as opposed to tension, frowning, and that over-pensive look. But taking the time to relax, to slow down, to breathe, to look at things from a different perspective, to see the beauty in our right here and our right now. Can't you see the benefits of being mindful? Can't you see the benefits of increasing our own personal self-awareness? If we walked in a greater sense of self-awareness, I believe many of us would not run the risk of having high blood pressure, would not get into a place where we are eating based on emotions, where even we wouldn't operate from a place of fear and struggle with fear-based talk and negative dialogue if we were eager and willing to practice mindfulness. Let's talk about another acronym or another way to practice mindfulness. I like to call this RAIN. R is to recognize what you are feeling. Why don't we do that right now? Take a moment, close your eyes, and examine what's going on in your heart. Examine the thoughts that you're thinking that makes you feel what you feel. Do you feel happy? Do you feel sad? Are you angry? Are you irritable? Are you anxious? And if you can identify with any of these feelings, then tap into the thoughts that you're thinking that is making you feel the way that you feel. Even if you feel at peace, what peaceful thoughts are you thinking that's allowing that peace to resonate on the inside of you? R is to recognize what you're feeling. A is to allow or ask it to stay for a moment. So let's say you're feeling that moment of peace, or let's say you're feeling anxious or angry or irritable. You can make a determination on how long you will allow positive as well as negative feelings to exist. How long will you stay in that experience? How long will you allow those feelings to dominate and dictate your actions? Again, we're talking about RAIN. R is to recognize what you're feeling. A is to allow or ask it to stay just for a moment. I have a rule with some certain negative feelings. I have a 3-minute rule. I deal with it, I fester in it, I embrace it for 3 minutes, and then after that, I refuse to allow it to continue to dominate and dictate my mood, my attitude, or my actions, or even my words. So I purpose to fall out of agreement with negativity as best as I can. Now, mind you, I'm human just like you. And mindfulness at times is a challenge for myself, but I purpose every day to try to be more mindful of my experiences, the present moment, and embracing those moments with kindness and curiosity. I try to slow down. I try to soften my face, lower my shoulders and gaze, open my chest and belly with a deep breath, and wilt my fingers in an effort to let go of things that I cannot control. And even some of the things that I can control, if they are frustrating me, if they are causing me any type of angst, I purpose to let them go. And you would be mindful to do the same. And so when we come back to the word rain, we're recognizing what we are feeling. We allow or ask it to stay for a moment. And then we come to I, where we investigate how it feels. Well, we've already talked about that. And then we have the N, to see that it's not personal. Often we allow encounters with other people that are negative or even negative situations to get us to the point where we feel as if it is personal. People are attacking our character, our name, or things are happening to us because maybe we've done something wrong and we have purposed in our heart and mind that we deserve it. Well, life happens. And sometimes we encounter people that are having their own personal struggles. And sometimes, yes, sometimes they take it out on us. But we need to embrace that mindful moment and be aware that someone else's challenges or struggles are not ours. We do not have to take on someone else's problems. It's okay to listen. It's okay to help, but does it become yours? No. You have to be mindful and work on setting and maintaining healthy boundaries in order to keep yourself safe and in order to keep yourself healthy. So, I want to leave you with this today. Be mindful. Be in the moment. Embrace your current experience. Don't feel guilty when you want to slow down, when you want to take some time and rest in the rain. Recognize, allow, investigate, and not take things personal. Take some time to breathe. Purpose to let go of things that are out of your reach, out of your control, and even some of the things that you can control if it's causing you some frustration or anxiety. Take some time to recognize what's going on the inside of you, the inner dialogue that's inside of your head that's driving you relentlessly. Purpose to quiet your mind, settle your spirit, and rest your body. That's what mindfulness is all about. Well, I hope that you've enjoyed our little lesson on mindfulness today. I want to thank you again for tuning in to the Transformational Specialist. And I would ask you at the end of this podcast that you would please subscribe to this podcast, that you would share it with somebody else, and that you would also write a comment as to how this possibly helped you. I strive to be better so that I can help other people be better. So all comments are welcome. Again, thank you for listening to this week's podcast of the Transformational Specialist.